Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. I'm Sandra Ladd, and I'm the senior minister for First Christian Church Stillwater. We are growing a Christ-centered, compassionate church where all can connect to God's love. And we hope that in this time you experience growth. We pray that this time will help you focus and center on Christ, and that in this time you will sense care and compassion. We pray that this time provide you with a deeper connection to the love of God. Grace and peace be with you. And again, we thank you so much for gifting us with your time. Welcome to the Hanging of the Greens. This is a time that is intended to prepare our hearts and our minds to receive Christ, a time to allow the light to shine into the darkness, a time to expand our capacity, the capacity of our souls to experience hope, peace, joy, and love. We're going to begin with a responsive reading, which is an ancient tradition in the church. It is not meaningful if you just routinely read the words without thought or intention. Whether you are here in person or online, let's begin the preparation of Advent by really focusing on the words we speak as we stand together for the Litany of the Greens. How can we prepare for the coming of Jesus the King? With branches of cedar, the tree of royalty. How can we prepare the house for the coming of Jesus the Eternal Christ? With garlands of wreaths and pine and fir, whose leaves are ever living, ever green. How can we prepare this house for the coming of Jesus, our Savior? With arrangements of holly and ivy, symbolizing his passion, death, and resurrection. How can we prepare this house for the coming of Jesus, the Son of God? By hearing again the words of the prophets who foretold the saving work of God. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Glory to God in the highest. Will you join me in prayer? God of manger and star, let us enter your story once again and find ourselves kneeling with the shepherds, singing with the angels, and worshiping with the magi. Touch our hearts with the wonder of birth and the depth of your love. Speak to us in word and song, and lift us to the realms of glory. Amen. You may be seated.
I will be reading from Jeremiah 23, verses 5 and 6. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his day, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness.
The Advent wreath is a vivid symbol of preparation. The lighting of a new candle each of the 4 weeks before Christmas reminds us that something is happening, but more is yet to come. The circle of evergreens reminds us of the everlasting covenant offered in the birth of Jesus. The four candles symbolize hope, peace, joy, and love. Today, we light the first candle as a symbol of Christ our hope. May the light sent from God shine in the darkness to show us the way of salvation.
I'll be reading from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2, 6, and 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, among them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. From ancient times, evergreens have been considered a symbol of eternity, a sign of God's everlasting nature. Isaiah tells us that there will be no end to the reign of the Messiah. Therefore, we hang wreaths shaped in circles and place garland of green as a sign of everlasting life. These are symbols of Christ's gift of eternal life and of the celebration of Christ itself, Christmas itself.
I'll be reading this evening from Isaiah 53, 3a, 4a, and 5 through 6. He was despised and rejected by others, a man of suffering and acquainted with infirmity. Surely he has borne our infirmities and carried our diseases. But he was wounded for our transgressions, crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole. And by his bruises we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
For Christians, this passage from Isaiah reflects the sufferings of Jesus who saved us from our sins by his death on the cross and by his resurrection from the dead. In ancient times, holly and ivy were considered signs of Christ's passion. Their prickly leaves suggest the crown of thorns, the red berries, the blood of the Savior, and the bitter bark, the drink offered to Jesus on the cross. As we place the holly and ivy, let us rejoice in the coming of Jesus, our Savior.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm on the
Numbers 24, verse 17. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. The poinsettia speaks to us symbolically in several ways. The star-shaped formation of 10 leaves calls to mind the star which shone that first Christmas. In a less joyous sense, the color of the flower is blood red, reminding us of the male infants killed because King Herod wanted to eliminate any threat to his throne. Sometimes we forget this part of the story, which made it necessary for Mary, Joseph, and the Christ child to flee to Egypt.
Holy name,
Christ.
chapter 6, verse 7, I think. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to the firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The Nativity is placed as a reminder that Jesus Christ was born in the humblest of places because humankind would not make room in their heart to hold the Son of God. Jesus, who was born in the most modest beginning, has compassion on all God's children, from the humblest to the richest.
The reading comes from Psalm chapter 96, verses 1 through 4a and 6. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Music is one of the greatest joys of the season. Bells announce the coming or arrival of an event, activity, or occasion. Tonight, they announce the arrival of Advent, a time of preparing our hearts and minds to receive Jesus. Please enjoy our song, Ding Dong, Merrily on High.
Thank you. Today I will be reading from John 1, 1 through 5, 9 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world, and was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not from the blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. As our final preparation for the coming of Jesus, the light of the world, we will light the chrismon tree. And in this time of Advent, whenever we see a lighted tree, let it call to mind the one who brings a light into our darkness, healing in our brokenness, and peace to all who will receive him. May this tree, arrayed in beauty and splendor, remind us of the life-giving cross of Christ, that we may always rejoice in the new life that shines in hearts.
From this place, an awakened people, aware of the world's darkness, yet reaching for the light.
We see God at work in our world, and that makes all the difference. Go forth from this place an expectant people, conscious of judgment in our midst and yet welcoming God's new order and justice. We welcome God's new day, believing that Christ will set us free. Go forth from this place a serving people, sensing anew the pain so many bear, yet confident God will bring healing even through you. We open ourselves as channels of God's grace, for we have heard good news and we have been empowered to share it. May the God of peace be with us all this season and forevermore. Amen and amen. I know you have been holding in all night a standing ovation for Pocapella, our readers and our ringers. Thank you. And as you depart, we invite you to stop by a couple of areas. First, you may have seen our Advent devotional resources that are located on the table in the narthex. These are devotions for families, for men, and for women. The online resource includes all of the devotional material on the table except for the family boxes, along with a host of additional Bible studies. When you download the app and enter the code, you will be provided with access to all of the materials. The church has already covered the cost of these resources. You may get a message that says, "Would you like to purchase the latest resource?" That's already been done. Exit off of that. Everything that is on that site is our gift to you to use during Advent and beyond. The hard copies are for those who do not have access to a smartphone or just prefer having a hard copy to study. Marta has prepared fresh baked treats to grab and go, so stop by the kitchen and grab your to-go treat. Please pick up one for a neighbor or somebody else who would be blessed by that. We invite all of you to stop by there as well. I know Kevin worked hard with her back in the kitchen as well, so give them your appreciation. And Carrie is back behind with her sweet treat truck with lots of hot beverages to serve everyone. Again, all of those are our gifts to you this evening. Enjoy and have a wonderful week. And may you have a great beginning in preparing your hearts and minds for Advent. Go in peace.